es achai b'mite poter af alamite. We heard in the Mishnah, if a person is moitzi es achai b'mite, so not only is he poter on the chai because chai noisei es atzmoi, and he's poter af alamite, shamita tfei leloi. Zogte Gemara, leima mas nissen rab nosen hi v'loi rabonu. So the Gemara wanted to say that that's what the Mishnah holds, that Achai is Potter, maybe, and there's no Isser of Nesiyas Achai of carrying Odom Chai. This is a Machlokes Tanoim. Leima mas nissen rab nosen hi v'loi rabonu. The Sanye hamoitzi behem chai v'oif lo shus harabim, if a person carries. So the Tanakama holds that Chayin, you're also Chayin. Rabbi Nosson Noimar, Al Shchutim Chayiv, Al Chayin Potter. Shachayin Noise Yesatzmai. So we see that this is a machloikis, Rab Nosson and the Chachomim. That Rab Nosson holds the Svor of Achayin Noise Yesatzmai, and the Chachomim do not hold of the Svor. Omar Rove. No, afilu teime rabbonon. Our Mishnah could go even according to the rabbonon also. Ad kan loy pligi rabbonon alei de rabbi noson elo bebeheime chayev oif. They only disagree with rab noson by beheime chayev oif, the mishar beti nafshayu. They are not cooperative of beheime chayev oif. They want to get away, and they're machbid on the person who is carrying them. They're not doing the way Rashi says in the Mishnah that a chai is mekel atzmai v'noisei atzmai. He helps in the carrying. He makes himself light. Fakert a behemah is machped atzmai. So memela the rabbonin hold that a behemah does not have this mile of noisei as atzmai. But in Rab Nosson disagrees. Rab Nosson holds that behemah is also in a way, makele satzmai. Avol odom chai, the noisei satzmai, afilu rabbonon moide. Eises an odom, everyone is moide, that it is noisei satzmai. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the misharbeti nafshayu, mishamtim klapei mato. They try to drezechois, umachbidim atzmon, and they make themselves heavy, Lahashmit miyad hanoison, to dreise chois from the person who's carrying them. So there the rabbonin hold that you don't say chai noisei es atzmai. Let us see Tosfos. Shachai noisei es atzmai. Teima lari. Lama potter. So good. So the chai helps in carrying himself. The imishum shachai mekel atzmai, that achai makes himself lighter. So bishloime, if the iser hoitzor would be also heaviness. So memele, achai is not so heavy. But there's no such klal. Volei afilu b'masa kal yoyser chayiv. Afilu something that is much lighter than achai, one is also chayiv. So memele, so what kind of svar is this that is noisy as atzmai? So what? Ve'im mishum dishnayim shosu pturim. I will say that the lomdus is not because it's lighter, but both are contributing to the carrying. The person who's carrying him is a yochel. And the person who's being carried is an Eina Yochel. She'ein ha-nisa Yochel lisa atzmoi b'loi ha-nisa. The person who's being carried cannot carry himself without someone carrying him. V'ha-nisa yesh boi koyach l'nisa afilo hoi ha-meis. And the nisa is koyach to carry him even if he was ha-meis. So it's ze Yochel v'ze Eina Yochel. So what is the svare of chai noisei es atzmai? V'aymari, the mimishkan gamrina, the whole mleches haitzo, we learn out from the mishkan, and in the mishkan, shloihoyu noisin dovor chai. They did not carry a dovor chai, shatchoshim v'ha'elim, hoyu helchim b'ragleyem. the Tchoshim and Elim wasn't necessary to carry. They walked. V'achilozen, chalozen is a type of a fish. You can't tell me that the chalozen walked. Abo miyad hayu poitzin oisoi, terem yomus. The minute they took him out of the water, before they had time to carry him, so they killed him right away, or they took out the dam right away. The kamed is bein neshomet vei nechalei keichet the litzlil tzivei. Fakert, they wanted to take out the dam, cause money still alive, that the color should be better. So memele, so when lemaisa, when they carried him, so they were carrying a chilozin that was a mace. So what is Taisvis telling us? So Taisvis is telling us that in the Mishkan, in the Melechus HaMishkan, they did not carry animals. They did not carry animals. So it's Doch HaShrek. So we have to understand, so what's the Svar of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say that an animal, Yechayiv. In the Mishkan, they didn't carry animals. So what's Pshat in the Chachamim? So it seems the Taisus HaRosh is the Kasha, the Chedesh HaOviv, the Marei Meisodeh. There's another Kasha later we're going to have Rab Nosson holds, a fellow Rab Nosson that says, Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi, a fellow by an animal, but if the animal is tied, we say, Eina Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi. No, they didn't carry animals in the Mishkan. If we have to do me the Melechus HaMishkan, the way the Mishkan, the carrying of the Mishkan was situated, so what's the chilek if the animal is tied or if it's not tied? Animals were not carried in the Mishkan. The Chodesh HaOviv seems to say as follows, that in the Mishkan they carried things which did not aid the carrying. The things that were carried in the Mishkan were not Mekel Atzmon, V'noisim Atzmon. All the things that were carried were dead weights. I mean, how much it weighed, about Kaponim, it did not contribute to helping the one that is carrying. So Memele, if we don't have such a case in the Mishkan, so Memele ain loch boy elo what we had in the Mishkan. He says, in the Mishkan, whatever was carried did not contribute, was not make a lot smoy. Whatever was carried in the Mishkan. So there's a svara to say that something that the haitzah is different than the carrying that was in the Mishkan. So this is different. It's not the same type of haitzah that was in the Mishkan. Taisus is telling us, Lamais, if they would have carried animals in the Mishkan, then it would be Akasha and Rav Nosson. How can Rav Nosson say that there's no Chiyuv and carrying an animal? They carried animals in the Melechus HaMishkan also. But so Taisus is saying, no, there was no such thing. So Lamais, the Masois that were carried in the Mishkan were Masois that, the Masois that were carried in the Mishkan were Masois which did not contribute to help the Nesiyah. So we don't have such a Masui in the Mishkan. So something that is different than this Masui, so since it's not similar to the carrying in the Mishkan, so there's a svara to say that this Masui is Potter. Now the Shaila is, is a animal Mekel Atzmai, some of this is a little Mekel Atzmai, but it's a little Machped Atzmai also. So there we have a Machloikas Tandoim. Does this fall into the category of Chayno? You say yes, Atzmai or not? But Al Kaponim, that's what the Chodesh Aviv seems to say. That Al Kaponim, in the Mishkan, there was no such type of Eitzah. So Memele, so there's a Svara to say, Ein Loch Boy, only the Eitzah that was in the Mishkan. And since this is a little different, so, And it's a different type of Eitzah, so Memele could be the Torah did not ask such a type of Eitzah. That's what the Chodesh HaOviv says. Lamaisa, the Marei Misodeh asks, Lamaisa, they carried the Oren in the Mishkan, and the Oren was Noiseyes Noisov, so Machlalitz Modne. Okay, you have to know if the could be you learn out from the Melechus HaMishkan, the Nesiyah, that later they carried the Oren. Okay, we learned that before Halachas from the Oren. So Memele, so that is a good Oren. The Mare Mesoda blies by Etzochi in Antaisvis. Aval Odom Chai Noisei Yatzatzmai. So the Gemara says that the whole machloikis is by a behemah, but everyone knows by an odom chai noisei yesatzmei. Teima de bereish noitel mashme, de pligi nami ba'odom. De koma gabi tinig, rove ke ravnosen svirelei. Rove holds like ravnosen that there's no iser of carrying a tinig. So vaistois according to the chachomim, one is not permitted to carry a tinnik. So we see the machlokes is afilu not only by animals. The iser applies afilu by people also. By marashbe, the cotton ke behemah dami. A cotton is similar to a behemah. He's uncooperative. The mishal bit nafshe. But so there, the Gemara was medame a tinnik to a behemah. But samazay an odom. An Odom cooperates and helps along. So on Odom, there's no, everyone holds that Chai Noisei Yesatzme. Ach Kashelon, the Beperik Mefanim, Tanya, Madodin Beheime Chaye Va'oif Bechotzer. One is allowed to guide, to take with them a Beheime Chaye Va'oif Bechotzer, Avoloi Bershu Sarab. V'isha madoda es b'no b'rshus harab. U'pir ish hosn b'kuntres, b'im b'rshus harab im loy, shema yagviyenu min ha'oretz. He might, there's a gzeire, he might come and lift up the b'im. Ustome ke rabbonon de rabnosn, de mechaivi by b'imis. Avol b'no, inami magvilei, oba odom, moido rabbonon, de chai, noisei es atzmoy. So we see that even a small child, we also say Chai Noisei Es Atzmoi. And here before Taisva said that by a cotton is kebehemah. V'shemo ahid the perik noitel ayri betinig ben yoimai. Maybe we have to say we have to be makten in the cotton in order to make him like a behemah. A tinig ben yoimai. That such a tinnik is like a behemah, but if he's a little older and he can start walking, so memele, so then he is no more like a behemah, and then there's a din by him of chai noisei es atzmai. Zogte gemore weite. Omaloi ravade barave le rove. Rove, you said that the chachomim amoide by odom you say chai noisei es atzmai. Oh, this nan. We learned in the Mishnah Mchayres, the Shaila, if a person is allowed to sell a behemah to a goy. Now what is the Shaila of selling a behemah to a goy? A behemah gase. Because Chazal were goyzer, if he'll sell it to a goy, he might rent it to a goy. And what's wrong with renting a behemah to a goy? If he rents a behemah to a goy, so, and you saw that it's still his behemah, the behemah will do meloch on Shabbos, and he'll be over the maskir, the Yiddish maskir will be over on the Isser of Shvisas behemtoi. He's mitzuvah to see that his behemah should not work on Shabbos, should not do a melochim. And if he rents it to the goy, and the goy will do a melocha with it on Shabbos, so he's over on Shvisas behemtoi. So therefore, they asked schires otu, they asked mechira otu, the mechira otu schiras. V'hod disnan, the Mishnah says, b'mseire mater besus. B'mseire was mater besus. That a sus you're allowed to sell to a goy. V'tanye, we learned in the Baraisa, what's the mile of a sus? B'mseire mater besus, mibnei shu oise boi meloche. Because a sus does meloche shein chayov and all of chatas. What does one do with a sus? A sus is miyuchid l'chive. So memeles, what's the behemah going to do on Shabbos? The goy is going to ride on the behemah. No, a goy that a behemah that's carrying a person That's not a malacha shechayov in olav chatos, because chay noisei es atzmoi. So memele, since even if he would be maskier, the sus to the goy, and the goy would ride on the sus on Shabbos, there's no yisur d'araisa. So memele, it's only also midarabonon. So memele, they did not asa mechira otos chiris, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. That's pshat and b'mseira. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, b'mseira v'Rabbi Nosson omru dovarech. B'mseira and Rabbi Nosson, they hold the same, that chayin noise yes atzma. That's a member of Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravada Baraves takashe tero, v'vi amrit aloi pligi rabbonon aloi de Rabbi Nosson, if you will tell me that the rabbonon are not chaylik on Rav Nosson, ela bebehem mechayev oif mishim de mishabar, mishar beti nafshayu. Because abeh mechayev oif, they're machbit. But an odom, everyone is moidev chay noise yes atzmoi, is my iriye. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say, bebseire ve Rabbi Nosson, that bebseire holds like Rav Nosson, yomru dover echot, vo amrit afilo rabona moidev. You said a fellow the Rabbanan Amoide. And for the Gemara, ki Omar Rabbi Yochanan, besus hameyuchid liyoifes. Rabbi Yochanan was speaking about a sus that was meyuchid to carry oifes. Now, a sus that's meyuchid to carry oifes, and if he's going to rent this to the guy, and the guy is going to put an oif on the sus, so memele, so here we have a problem. According to the Rabbonon, so now, since the Chachomim hold that a Balchai is Misharbati Nafshayu, so the Goy will be doing something with the Sus, which is Amalocha D'Araisa. So therefore, the Rabbi Yochanan said that what Bemseire is matter, to sell all Susim, and he wasn't Goyzer, and there are susim which are meyuchad loifis. How are you allowed to sell such a sus? Because Bemseira holds that afilu by an oiv guf, it is also a din of chay noise yes atzmai. So therefore Rabbi Yochanan had to say that Bemseira holds like Rabbi Nosson. Frekte gemore umiike sus hameyuchad loifis? That's very interesting. There's a sus that's miyuchet to carry oifis, because the whole iser that according to Bemseire, the whole iser is only if it's miyuchet. That means everyone is meide. Someone could do a melocha with a sus. Someone could plow a field with a sus. There could be charisha, there could be other things. But the Bemseire held that they only were geyser on things which are miyuchid to do with a sus. What b'mikre one could do with a sus, they never were geyser. That's the svara b'mseire. So that's why b'mseire holds that the dvorim hamiyuchadim lasis im sus is riding. And the riding, only a balchai rides on a sus. So now you're telling me there's a sus that's miyuchid for oifes to ride on? So the Gemara, yeah, and Ike de Bei Weiden. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Matir Besus, Lemoichoi Lenochi, Bemseir is Matir to sell Asus to a Goy. Mipnei Shemeleches Asus, the Meloche that the Sus is doing. Im Hoya Odom, Oisa Oisa, if a person would do this Meloche, Ein chayev ole chatos. This is not a meloche that one is chayev chatos. The lechiva oimid. A sus is oimid that you ride on it. V'achay noisi yes atzmoy. V'ho da osru limker bei megasa lenochi. The whole reason they asked to sell a bei megasa mishum sheile, mishum shechiris osa. They asked it because he might come and lend it or rent it. V'sus inami de moisha lomoiger, afilu he'll lend or rent the sus, lav isure de reise ike. There's no isure de reise. She'ein zu meloche eitzel asus. This is not a meloche for asus, because chay noisis asmi. B'gabei azor shvises beheime meloche ksive. By the isof shvises beheime, it says meloche. Ba'amar Rabbi Yochanan in Garsino, the bei vaidon shel tzaydei oifes. This is the people who hunt oifes, shenoisnin ala sus oifes ksheheim chayim. They put on the sus oifes ksheheim chayim kegoinets uminoi lotzoid shar oifes. This oif should cap other oifes. That means this is a large bird, and this bird can go and trap other birds. So in order to make sure that the bird should not be famatled by the hunt, so they went and put this bird on a sus, that it should, that the journey to the mokem had said that this bird should rest, it shouldn't be famatled. So when it comes to the hunting, it should have frische koiches. V'loi misharbeti nafshayu. These oifes are not misharbeti nafshayu, v'loi kashiri, because they are not tied. Now, l'chayre, this is a very shvere Rashi. Rashi is telling us that these birds are not machbet. The like shiri, because they're not tied down. So lechayre, if these birds are not machbit, so it's weiter schwer. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say that ben beseire holds like Rab Nosson? If these birds aren't machbit, so memela the rabbanon are also moide. When there's no hachbode, that you say chay noisei esatzma. Why did Rashi have to say this? So the Marsha says pshat that Rashi is saying that we're going to hear pretty soon that Rav Nosson is moide if an animal is tied, so it is machbit. So Mamela Rashi is just telling us, Rashi going according to Rav Nosson is also moide, that there are animals that are machbit. So Rashi held, if you put an oif on a sus, mistami you tie it down. So memela safil, according to Rav Nosson, there should be an isel di eraisa of carrying, because this is kofos. So Rashi says no. Rashi is going according to Rav Nosson. He says Rav Nosson holds that a bal chay that is not tied is not called machbet. Loi mishalbeti nafshayu deloi kashiri. The Rabbonin hold, this matzav is also called machbet. Ashtanami achai noise yesatz, mishamachim abyechenen, bemseirem rabnosen, omru dovorecha. Zogte gemore weiter. Omar rabyechenen, umoide rabnosen bekofos. But, if the animal is tied, or the person is tied, then he is machbet. Bein oif, bein odom. Omer lei Ravade b'amasne l'abaye. So Ravade b'amasne asked Abaye that if you'll tell me this yesoid, that a person who is tied up is machbid, v'hani parsoi, the parsoim d'chman d'chfisi domi. When they ride, the mamish like tied up. Why? Commander Chfisi Domi, Sharoichvin Mu'utofim Bibgodim Rechovim, they're Mu'utif with thick Bugodim, Vigamheim Atzmon Mu'unogim Mehotzeg Al Ha'oretz, they don't walk, they're always riding horses, they don't walk, so Memele, so they're like Kfusim, so Memele, Vahani Pasoy, the Commander Chfisi Domi. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan b'mseira v'Rav Nosson amru dovorechot. So now we have a problem. B'mseira was matter. You're allowed to sell a horse to a goy. Now a goy includes everyone that's not a yid. All goy, a goy, anyone from Umasaylum is called a goy, and so Mamela Parsi is also a goy. So the shaila is, how are you allowed to sell to a Parsi the Parsiim, since they wear the mutav bebgodim rechovim and they never walk, so they command the chvisi domi. So how you allowed to sell to a Parsi? This Parsi, if he's going to ride on the sus, he's machbit. So memele. So now that here we should be geizer mechira otus chiris. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Maseich Rab Nosson Omru Dover Echot. Rab Nosson, you tell me Rab Nosson is moide by a kofis. So the Gemara says, Osom Ramois Ruche de Nokit Lohu. He says, that, they machen sich, that they're like they can't walk. It's gaive. But they walk very good. Tahu Pardashche. There was a Sardiet Rashi says, he was a type of investigator. The Rosach Malke Lavi, that the Melech was angry at him, all of a sudden he got wings already. He was able to run 3 parsi. A parsi is 4 mil, that's 12 mil, with his fisalach. So you see, it's not kofus, the baligaive. But upon him, when it comes to the horse can feel the difference that it's noisei esatzmai. Falshe kofus is noisei esatzmai. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Bem Seir Rav Nosson Amru Dover Echad, Amrit Moid Rav Nosson Bekofus. Let us skip over it. That's how the Gils is on the side. Ve'i Bekofus Moid Rav Nosson. Then we'll come back to the Ve'i Mishum. Ve'i Bekofus Moid Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson is Moid Bekofus. Heichi Metuk Me De Bem Seir Ka Rav Nosson Mishim Dachai Noisi Esatz Moid. So how does Bem Seira stim with Rab Nosson? Bem Seira mata filo limke le parsiyim. The command the chvisi dom. V'chol lo umais kori lo hu nochim. The Magirsa was called Armoi dachsach mir. It said Armoi kori lo nochim. But everything, v'chol umais kori lo nochim. It says nochim or Armoi. There was the Girsa, that's what they say. So memele, so yilatis el ta Armoi. Kalumis korili armoi. So memele, it includes the parsiim also. The sover the kofas noisei es atzmoi. So how can Bem Seira hold like Rab Nosson? Rab Nosson himself holds that a kofas is not noisei es atzmoi. Ramais ruche gases. So le maske bekarayu gasesu. Padash chesadiet. Now let's go back to the piece we had skipped over. Ve'i mishum dokminen besus hamiyuchad loifetz. That what we said, Stein, that Susam Yuchad Loifis, it is not speaking about that you're only permitted to sell a Susam Yuchad Loifis. Mishum Rabbonon Ukminen the Pligi Alei, that the Rabbonon, who are choilik with Rab Nosson, Ulameimer, the Ilubodam Shneim Shovim Lifter. That what the Gemara said. That Bem Seire holds like Rab Nosson, that is by a Susam Yuchad Lioifis. That there, the Rabbonon hold that it is Osir, and the Rabbonon hold that it is Osir, and according to Rab Nosson, it is Mutter. But the Haloche of selling a Sus to a Goy, not only applies a Sus that's Meyuchad Lioifis, it applies that Susim that a Meyuchad Lioifis Anoshim also. So Memele, so that was the Gemara's kasha. Let us see Taisvis. Besus ham yuchad loifis, obem seire mater besus b'chol asusim koma. He's mater all susim. He's mater yesus, that's even meyuchad loifis. The rabbonon oisrim, and Taisvis says the rabbonon aser b'chol asusim, they also aser all susim. Why? Ay, susim am yuchadum l'chivas odom, there's no iser of carrying. Mishum sus am yuchad loifis, so they were geyser. They didn't the lechilku chachomim besusim. Since there is a sus am yuchad lechivas oifis, which would be aser to sell, so they aser to sell all susim am yuchadum lechive. Susa de vei vaidon, perish chabein chananu, shekein tzai de oifis menichem alein oifis shalahem. They put on the susim their oifis, shetzodin bohen oifis achayrim. And with these oifis, they capture other oifis. Avlaim the forish bo oifis hanitzoidim. We can't be speaking about the oifis which were captured, the hanikvusim ninu. Those oifis are kvusim. Vama besamach the moider abnosim bekofis. We have to speak about a oif that is not kofis. Even to a Parsi also. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Es hameis bemita chayiv, v'chein kezayis min hameis. That is, you are chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you are potter according to Rabbi Shimon. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Poita Hoya Rabbi Shimon, Af, Vemoitzi Es Hameis Lekoivoy. That Rabbi Shimon that holds that Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayiv, Rabbi Shimon that holds Meloche Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter, it's not only when he takes out the mace to get him out of the house, that is considered a melacha shein tzricha legufe. Now, even if he's taking out the mace to the Rishus HaRabim with the intent to bury him in the Rishus HaRabim, that's also called a melacha shein tzricha legufe. Let us see Rashi. Av v'moitzi es hameis lekoibroi, v'loi teim leipotar elo b'meinichei lechutz. He only patel when he's going to leave him there. He wants to get him out of the house. The ein tzoirech there, you don't need loy legufay shel moitzi. The moitzi doesn't need him there. V'loy legufay shel eitzo, and the thing that was taken out also doesn't have to be there. That means the ikam malach of eitzo is that this thing should be there. But there's a tzoirech. That this thing, that the thing that is taken out should be there. So memele, I have no tzoirich that it should be there, the moitzi, and the dover that was taken out also has no tzoirich to be there. Now, so the Gemara is telling us, tafiluhu tzoirich hameis, even though the hitzoy is le tzoirich hameis, you're also potter. So what is the Gemara telling us? The Gemara is telling us that according to Rabbi Shimon, Melocha Tzricha Legufa means that the Moitzi needs the Melocha. The Moitzi is deriving benefit from the Melocha. And here, since the Moitzi does not need the Melocha, so Memei, let's call the Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So the Svasemes asks a Meir Dika Ha'ore, and let us be mamtik a little de ha'ore. The first Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos is when we're speaking about a case of Eitzah, so we're speaking about that there's an Oni outside, and an Osher gives an Oni. So why is he, so the Osher, if he makes Akir and Anocha, the Osher is Chayim. The Osher needs the Eitzah is for the Oni. But that's also called, I want to do something for an oni. So that's called a melacha tzricha legufa. No one ever said that the first Mishnah in Shabbos is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's called the tzoirech hamoitzi. If I want to make, you need it outside. So I'm giving it to you that you're outside, so I want to give it to you, so that's called a melacha tzricha legufa. Because I want to give it to you, so that's called a melacha tzricha legufa. So if the mace needs to be buried outside, so memelis, I'm taking out the mace to bury the mace. So what's the chilek if you're doing it for an oni, or you're doing it for a mace? Rashi says, even though it's a tzeirech hameis, but it's not a tzeirech for the moitzi. That's the lumdus. Why isn't it called a tzeirech? If you do for someone else, it's not called a tzeirech of the moitzi. Lemaise, he blibes by a tzeirech in the Svasemes. He explains, first he wanted to say a teretz, but lemaisa he tines that it's the kvur is the kapora for the mace needs it, so I'm taking out the mace to become nikbar. This is a tzorech mace. He blames by a tzorechin. Lule de mistafina, I don't know if I'm saying a teretz, but perhaps we could say that the only chesed shel emes is called kvure. Chesed shel emes means, the Maral explains in Parshas Vayechi, that this is an emes chesed. What's that, an emes chesed? That the ha'oise ha'chesed is not deriving any benefit from it. That's called a chesed shel emes. All other chasodim is not called chesed shel emes. Tzedakah is not called chesed shel emes. Exactly what he's deriving, basich nisht, if he's deriving koras atoiv, if the oni will do him atoiv, I don't know exactly how to pinpoint it. If we're speaking about ruchnias, some istomer, there's a mitzvah of kvuras hameis, there's a mitzvah of nesinat tzedakah. Aber vinisht vi, it is called that kvuras hameis is called chesed shel emes, that he's doing a reina chesed without getting anything back. And all other chasodim are not called chesed shel emes. So it's called, when the yaisim imash, imash abalabayis, noisen loni, anoni noisen labalabayis. That's what Rus said, asher osisi imoi. That Rus did for boys. So, ich weiß nicht, klar, it means only in the schal losid lovi. Asher osisi imoi. So, memele, so to give to an oreman, that's called my tzorech. I need it. I'm deriving benefit from it. The Ramban, when the Ramban says like Rashi, he says, "Ein loy hano," that the moitzi has no hano to be koiva the mace. He has nothing from it. So could be, that's together a chesed shel emes, he's doing it for yena, ehod gonish. That's not called melacha tzricha legufa. Melacha tzricha legufa means that you need the melacha. Tzarich lo, you need it. You're doing it because you need it. Here, I don't need it. The mace needs it, I don't need it. The one who's doing the melacha does not need it. Zuch the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, umayde Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon is umayde. Abshima knows you need a melacha tzrich legufe b'mar lachpe, but if a person takes out a shovel, he wants to dig with the shovel. V'seif etayre likreis boi dechayev. So he's chayev. Frag the gemore pshite. That's poshit. He wants the shovel under Rishus Harabim. The ihon ami melacha shein tzrich legufe, yala melacha shein tzrich legufe, Abshima neichem ashkachas lo. I mean, what is called a melacha tzrich legufa? He needs a shovel outside. He needs a sefer Torah outside. So memela, that's why he's taking it out. So what else is called a melacha tzrich legufa? So the Gemara says, Mao de tema de ike legufoi or legufo. I could think that when is it considered a melacha tzrich legufa? That you have to have two deriving benefit from it. From the Haitzah. Sai the Moitzi. And Sai the Dovo that we are taking out. Kegoi ma lasis loitas. That a person has a shovel. And the edge of the shovel is crushed. So he has to go, and the Rishus HaRabim, he has to put on a new finish on it. A tas, lasis loitas, should he to fix the shovel. The lachpe. So the Haitzah is, there's a tzairich for the moitzi, and there's a tzairich for the thing that was taken out. Sefer Torah, I would think, lahagia velikreis boy, that he's taking out the Sefer Torah, that then the Rishu Sarab, there they can be magia. So there's a tzairich for the chayfetz that was taken out, and there's the tzairich for the moitzi. Kamash melon, that no. That as long as there's a tzairich for the moitzi, that's called a melacha tzricha legufa. Ma lach per boy shuhu tzairich ha-moitzi. The moitzi needs it. Ma lasis loitas v'lach per moro shenirtzav. A moro shenirtzav piv. that the edge of the shovel was crushed. Vitzach lahishib olav kemin tastak. So you have to put another layer over it, she'lo yilach, we should be able to dig with it. Lagiyev alikreis? Yeah. Zogti gemara weiter. Ahu shichve. Tahave bedrukre. There was a mace bedrukre. And he was nifter in Shabbos. Shoro Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok lafuke lekalmelis. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok was matir to take him out in the Kalmelis. Yes, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok ha-shayla. So why was the need to take him out? So Rashi shohoye mutal bebizoyin. It was bizoyin. Oy bedleike, oy bechame, that means it was nisrach already, so it was a bezoin for him to be together with the people. Either it was a bezoin for the people, Rashi might say it was a bezoin for the maids. Oy bechame. Ve'im ishum tiltu. So how was the matter? What's with the shayla of tiltu looked at? Min yichol of kika reitinik. He puts a kika reitinik. We'll come back to this Rashi soon. But let's get back to the maise. There was a shichve, there was a mace, that was nifter in Shabbos, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok was matter to take him out to a Kalmelis. Omalei Rav Yochanan, achve demar barei deravne le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, keman ke Rav Shimon. He says, nah, you're paskening a shayla. You're matter to carry out a mace to a Kalmelis. So he says, because you're paskening like Rav Shimon. Because it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe. Memele Yemeko. Eimel the potter Rav Shimon mechiyev chates. Isura the rabbonon miyikech. I mean, how could you be matter? It's not mutter according to Rav Shimon. It's there's an isura the rabbonon. Omalei olekim the eilis beat. He says, you know, I'll make sure that you'll carry him out. Vafilo Rav Yehuda. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to carry him out. The mika amine l'rshus harabim. That I say that you should take him out l'rshus harabim. L'kalmelis ka amine. I said to take him out to a kalmelis. Godel kovid abriye shedoiches leisase shebetoire. Here there's a shayla of kovid abriyes. So memele, so this is mater, the iser of leisase. Zot Rashi, loisase, zot Rashi, lav, the loisosu, kioche. It's master the iser of loisosu. Agabucha, the samachloikis are ishainim, if the xeris, the rabbonon, yoivan, and the raisadike loisosu, Rashi vais tochois, then Rashi brochus vais is chlorazoi, that's Rashi shite, the Rambam shite, that the xeris is also a lav, the loisosu, that's pshat loisase, Godul kovet habriyis, shedoicha es loisase shebeteire. It's doicha loisase shebeteire. Lav de loisase kiyoche. And Rashi explains in Broches that the Rabbonon were moichel on their kovet when it came to kovet habriyis. He says, the isurim that the Rabbonon made, they made it flexible. That if it's negeya kovet habriyis, So they were mevater ocheli korayu. Rashi says they were meichel on their kovid, and when they made these isurim, they said they gave leeway for someone that will b'makim kovid abrius. We are meichel. Let us see Teisvis on Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph, the bottom Teisvis. Godul kovid abrius shedoiches leisas shabetoyre. Koshel Rabbeinu Tam. Aisis Epskodl covered Abriyas. Frag the Rabbeinu Tam, the Gabi Tiltul, when it comes to Tiltul Mukze, Tiltul Hameis, which is Mukze, the Avisura de Rabbonim, Leisharina Mishim covered Abriyas. We're not matter als covered Abriyas, Eli de Kikirai Tinik. We have to have Epis, we're not matter to carry a mace behedye. We are matter only al Yedei Kikirai Tinik, Kedama Bepeik Bememad Likin, Bepeik Kire. And there it seems we don't say God will cover the Briyas. So when it comes to the Yisr Eitzah, we're doiched Yisr Eitzah. When it comes to the Yisr Tiltul Muktzah, then we say, no, you have to find an Eitzah. The Yesh Loima, so the Rabbeinu Tam answered the Shani Tilto, the Efshay de Kikar Etinik, Lekach Lo Hiter Be'inyanachem. That pshat is that what they wavered the Issa de Rabbona Be'mokim Kovad Abriyis, that means if there was no other Eitzah, that means it's either the Issa de Rabbonon or Kovad Abriyis, so then they said they took away the Issa de Rabbonon. But if there's an Eitzah, not to be over the Issa de Rabbonon, and will take care of the Kovad Hameis also, so then they didn't want to be matter the Issa de Rabbonon, since there's an Eitzah that we could be, not be over the Issa de Rabbonon, and there won't be a problem of Kovad Abriyis. That is Tosfos Terek. Let us see Rabbi Kevege and Gilyon Hashas, the second Rabbi Kevege. Since this is a Dovor Shriach, it can happen, it can occur many times that we have to take out the mace to a Kamalus. So there, Chazal Wamata the Iser of Eitzor. Now let us go back to Rashi. Rashi says that when you take out the mace to the Kamalus, so Rashi says, V'imishum tiltu, meniach olav kikar oitinik. You put a kikar oitinik. The Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. The Ramban says, he disagrees with Rashi. He says, Mishloime, to take out the mace into a kalmeliz. So there's a shayla out to cover the mace. So there were matter the hitzoas ha mace out to cover the mace. So therefore you're allowed to take out the mace into the kalmeliz. But the kika vetinik is a new hitzo. Now you're carrying a kika vetinik. What is matter to take out the kik of a tinnik? What hatter do you have to take out the kik of a tinnik? You're carrying a kicker. Let's talk about a kicker now. Tinnik will go with cheshbonus, it's chaynos, it's atzmai. But let's talk about a kicker. What is matter to carry the kicker? You're very frum. The gabi mukze, but you're over the isa reitzo over here. You're carrying a kicker to a kalmelis. So the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. Akerza, he says, so here they were matter. He says, here you take it out without a kick of a tinnik. And he's myself also, he says, you can't say that the kick of a tinnik is not like a mita. A mita is a toffle to the mace. The kick of a tinnik is not a toffle to the mace. It's not the misayeya the hitzo klal. So memele. So therefore the Ramban is chaylik on Rashi. And the Ramban says that you take these 2 days are brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That when you take out to a Kabbalist, you take out without a kikar etinik. The Rashba asks a kasha on the Ramban. The Rashba says, he says, let's be practical. He's taking out the mace to a Kabbalist. So he says, when you pick up the mace, and you're still in the Rishus HaYochid, now l'chayre, now you need a kikar etinik. Now there's no reason not to have a kik of a tinnik. I mean, and now you're being metaltal on mace in the Rishus HaYochid. Now you're going to need a kik of a tinnik. So someone's going to watch you. So when they started picking up the mace, there was a whole Isaac Val, we need a kik of a tinnik, it's muktsendo. So you pick out the mace. You're carrying the kik of a tinnik. As soon as you come to the Rishus HaRabim, all of a sudden you're going to get from, and you're going to take off the kik of a tinnik. So he says, mi achuche tlule. I mean, it's nicht ausgehalten. That means a minute before you were screaming, you can't carry the mace, it's muktzi, you need a kik of a tinnik. And all of a sudden you come to the kamalist, it's muktzi, it's everything. So therefore, the Rashba tain is that, you'll zicha mutter the kik of a tinnik also. They were matter the kik of a tinnik. Since they had the Isra Tumtumukta, they were matter the kik of a tinnik. I'm not mistaken, the Sfas Emes wants to taina and Rashi that could be there's a machloikas apoiskim. We once mentioned it by Mehmet Likin. There's a machloikas apoiskim if a person is holding mukts in his hand and for some reason if he's allowed to continue holding it and put it down someplace else. Let's say if he picked it up a heter, or for a different, he's holding it from before Shabbos, or he picked it up a heter, or filo be'isel. Now that he's holding it, he's allowed to put it down. So the machlekes apoiskim, and there's a machlekes also if the heter applies only by a keli, or it applies a filo by eitzim vavonim. So if I'm not mistaken, the Sfas wants to say could be Rashi holds that could be Rashi is also Moedin Yesod to the Ramban. That Rashi means you'll take put the Kikavitinik till you get to the Karmelis. And by the Karmelis you can take it off. It's actually the taina of the Rashi, it's a chuchatlu, it's not a chuchatlula, ayin and simin shin ches, it's such a svar, it's a lumbus. That since it was Hischel Beheta, you're holding it already. Forget, because we once mentioned the Iser of Tiltal Mukta is not moving the Mukta. It is the Achize, the holding it. The minute you're holding it already, you're not doing a new Iser. That is the Iser. The Iser is, that's what, that is the Heta, that if you had a klisha malachta l'isa, that you use the l'tzer guv, you'll have to put it down wherever you want. Since it's in your hand already, that means since the achiza was done already, that is, the isa total is the achiza to take a davar shel mukta. If it's in your hand already, you're allowed to go further. So it could be Rashi also is not muchach that Rashi holds that you could carry it in the Karmelis. The Rashba you see klal, the Rashba nishkehalten der lomdes. The Rashba that we see klal, kaponim by eitzim bavonim, the Rashba held even though you had a heter lechatchila to hold it, al kaponim if the kikel tinik will be taken off, there would be an iser of tiltal mukta. There is a machlokes or rishonim, what will the din be according to Rab Shimon that holds a malacha shein tzricha legufe is only osamim the rabbonon? Will one be permitted to take a mace out to a reshus harab? Others want to say that just like the Gemara said that by one is permitted to take out a mace into a karmelis b'mokim kovad abrius because that kovad abrius is doiche the lava of leisosa. So la halacha that we paskin like Rab Shimon that a malacha shein tzricha legufim is only osam midarabonon. Is only osam midarabonon. That's what we see from the Gemara. Aim at the part of Rab Shimon mechiyev chatzis isur darabonon miyike. So it's only osam midarabonon and the b'mokim. So others want to say, and this day is also brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have to take it out of reshus harabim, it's also muta. Because the itzah is only osam midarabonon, it's a malacha shein tzricha legufe, so memeil will be muta according to Rab Shimon. The Gemara just said that he told them, I feel according to Rab Yehuda it's muta because I was matter bekamlus, or it could be according to Rab Shimon, it will be muta afilu l'rishus harab. And other rishonim want to say that a malacha shein tzricha legufe is much worse than a kamlus. A malacha shein tzricha legufe pshat is you're doing a malacha d'iraisa. His intent, his kavone makes it adarabonon. But if you're doing a malacha d'iraisa, they were never matir mishum kovad abris. That is already a choymer of a d'iraisa. The same thing amir alakum is also by malachas kibui, because since the etzem malacha is a malacha d'iraisa. And it's possible to do this tzures hamalacha and b'yoyva nisa deraisa. Chazal never made kulis by a malacha shein tzrich legufa. So that is a machloikis. That is a machloikis arishayim. Look the Gemara weiter. Tnan hasa hatoylesh simone tume. A person was a mitzayre and he had simone tume. He had, let's say, two sares levonis, which is a simon tume. And he was tailish to simone tume. Or vehichvo hamichya. That means that basar chai is a simon tume by a michve. And he burnt it. The healthy skin that was seen, he burnt it. So it should, they took away the simen tumen. Oivel beloisas. So he's oivel alav, yishoma benegat zaras, that the lishma miyayid, one should not chepe with the simone tumen. Let us see what Rashi says. Hatayle simone tumen, shtei sarois levonois, shabeheres metame bohem. So Mamela, he was tailish then. Vihichvas ha-michya, or michyas bosal chai. You have some healthy skin. Vusim in tumme besays. Vihichvas ha-levatlo, mishum michya olataro. Oiva boloi sasa, di shama benega tsaras. Now, itma, achas mishtayim chai. What if he took out one sayo? She's also chay. So Rashi, the shakla l'tume. That means he also took away the simin tume. She'ein metame bepochas mi beit. Da'ochi yafinu lo beteiris koinim seyor shnayim b'chayiv malkis. So memele yishoma b'nega tzaras. One sar, lovon, is not a simin tume. He took away the simin tume. He was metayer the nega. So he's chay. Achas mishalosh. What will be the halacha if there were three saras? And he took away one of the three. Is he chayiv or not? We're speaking about chayiv. Speaking about chayiv malchus. Is he oivan ishama benega tzoraz? He left over simon itume. Rav Nachman omar chayiv. So Rav Nachman says he's chayiv. Rav Sheishis omar potter. Rav Nachman Omar Chayev Ahani Maisov. He accomplished something. He accomplished a potential tarif. The Mishtakle Choda Achiti. Now, if one will be taken away, Ozla Lo Tume. So making it a Shir Mitzumtzim is also Yoiva the Lav of Ishoma Benegat Zoraz. Before there were many simone tume, and now you're making it a mitzumtzim simen tume, so that's your chayiv malchus. Rav Sheishis omar poter, hashtem mi yisa isa l'tume. What did I do? Now, I didn't do anything. A potential. It might come about that another hair will be taken away and they'll come out. That's gornish. Basher usham. It is still Tomei. So I did not do anything to change the status of the Nega. Before it was Tomei, and it's still Tomei. What might occur later? Eitmanishton. Before we go further, we could die to tell over Rabbi Kiveger Tzeichens to a Chuvis Trumas Hadeshen. Gilyan Ashasps in the Iblibes by Tzoch Ion. Not clear what he means to say, but Dachsme from the Goyin and Shulchan Aruch, Dachsme, we can understand what Rabbi Kiveger means to say. There's a very interesting Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Memches. Trumas Hadeshen clears such a shaila. The halacha is by tefillin, by ksivis tefillin, it has to be written kisidron. That means each ois has to be written in the correct order. That's why if something gets wrong with the tefillin, the one ois gets puzzled, forget about it. So you have to buy new parshis, because this ois was not written kisidra. The Trumas Hadeshen clears a shaila. What if one has a parsha of tefillin? And the oisis are getting very schwach. But it's rishum amnikar. You can still look at the oisis. Is he permitted to fix over these oisis? So now we'll be assured that later when, I mean, let's say the oisius with Rishum Nika Chveis has a lifespan now of, let's say, another year. If we'll write over these oisius, some emela, now they'll have a lifespan of another 20 years. So is he permitted to do it? Is he not permitted to do it? That's a shaila in the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Trumas Hadeshen says, Laloch, he's allowed to do it. Now there's a Shemois, and thus is the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch brings a Raya to the Trumas Hadeshen, because we paskin according to Rav Sheishis. What is the lomdus of Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says, Hashte miyis ha'isa. Here we're clearing a shayla. Is it cool that I do anything to the simin tumeh? So Rav Sheshes says, Mustaf mekukin, what'll be tomorrow? What could happen? Lemaise. Now there are some money tumeh, so it's considered I didn't do anything. I lemaise, there could be an afkemine. It's a gate finished on. Hashte miye o isa letume. So memele, so you are not chai. So memele, so the going seems to say, so according to Rav Sheshes, we paskin like Rav Sheshes, so the same thing over here. Now the ois is here. It's negeya. That after a year the ois would be nimchak, and because of what I'm doing now it's not nimchak. There's no such thing. You're not supposed to be such a roi as a noilad. You're supposed to live in the hoive. And in the hoive, I didn't do anything. So I'm a meila, so there's no shayla. Hashte miyis ha'isa l'tum. Amar Rav Sheshes. Mino aminolo. How do I know that you say such a svara? This nan, we learned in the Mishnah. V'chein kizayis min ha'meis. Or kizayis min ha'neveila chayim. The Mishnah says a person is chayiv if he takes out a kezayis min ameis. Ho chatzi zayis. What if he takes out a half a zayis min ameis? So he didn't accomplish anything. Kezayis min ameis, he took out tumah from the bayis. So a male, that's called a shir choshu. So he's chayiv. A half a zayis, he's pot. Vosanya chatzi zayis, chayiv. We learned in a baraisa that chatzi zayis is chayiv. Our Mishnah says chatzi zayis is pot. My love, oh, the sanya chayev, the apik chatzi zayis, mikizayis. If he took out a chatzi zayis from a kizayis, so then he's chayev. Why? Because he took away the tumah. Before there was a zayis in the bayis, a zayis mate. Now he took out half a zayis, so he was just metayel the bayis. So this chatzi zayis also is a cheshivis, because by taking out this chatzi zayis, he was metayer the bayis. Oho, this nan potter, the apik chatzi zayis mikizayis umachtze. There was a kizayis umachtze of mace. He took out a half a zayis. So memele, by taking out a half a zayis, so memele, so the kizayis, so he didn't do anything. He still left tumen. So that's not considered, he brought Tara to the bayis. So according to Rav Nachman, I also brought Tara. That means it's a potential Matayah. Now that there's a Zayas Mitzumtzum in the bayis, so Mamele, if any way it will get smaller, so there will be Tara in the bayis. So I contributed to the Tara Sabayis. So it should be Chayiv, Afilu, a Zayas, from a Zayas Umachtze. So Zaraya, that's since there's still tumme, you don't make chesbonis. Rav Nachman, idi v'idi chayev. You're right. If he took out a zayis from a zayis and marti, it'd also be chayev, because he brought in potential tara to the bayis. Oh, this nan potter, the apik chatzi zayis mi meis god. It was a meis godel, and he took out a chatzi zayis, and mamele didn't do anything. This chatzi zayis won't make it or break it. He didn't leave over a shir mitzumtzum. Let us see Rashi. My love, other tani chayv vapi chatzi zayis mikizayis, the shokle yibotzu l'shir, there's no shir. Other tani potter, the api chatzi zayis mikizayis omach. Half al gav the mitzamtzum l'shir. Now we have a shir mitzamtzum. Lav milsi. Well, amrine na hani di shokum min a pulte sulasa l'shirure. That's called, he did something, he made the shir tume in the bayis mitzamtzum. So Moses says, no, speaking about me, meis godol, the lo yahani midi. Zok toysus, ahani maisov di mishtakla chode, that had the svar, this is svar of Nach. So Taisva says, Ba'achas me'arba, what if there were four hairs? And he took out one, and there are left three hairs left, the three simoni tumah. The mishtak lechoda achita nami le'osu le'tumah, kul alma ma'ide de pota. This is the whole of Nachman that was Machmer when he took out one hair that Davke, if he made it a Shir Mitzumtzum. But if after his Netila there's still a Shir Berevach, so Mamela you are Zichra Potter. What is Nan Potter? The Apik Chatzizayis Mimeis God.
If it was only a chatzizayis in the house, he took out a chatzizayis, he also didn't do anything.
Because he didn't do anything. He didn't accomplish anything. There's no chshivas. So now Taisa says, V'davke chatzizayis mimeis godel, then you're potter. Aval kizayis mi meis godel chayim. Aval gav vi mishtakle zayis acha loy ozla tume. Ay lachayrev, he took off one zayis. He took it out. So what did he do? There's still a big meis there. And I feel like you take off another zayis also loy ozla tume. Mikol moke mahano meiso. This is considered he accomplished something. The mishachot choy, the minute he cut off this kizayis, Loigoril Bosa Hamais. So now this Kizayas is not Nigra Bosa the Mais. That means as follows. In this bias now we have two Sibois Latame. We have a Mais. When you have a Kizayas mina Mais, we have two Sibois. Shiyaitziyu Hamais mina Bais, we assure Kizayas a Yetami Kola Bais. The Nimsa Sha'ata Baitzozu, who are Goyrim Par? That means if he took off a zayis from a mace, so that's called he took out a siba of tumah. This is no shaykhus at all with Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. He took out a siba of tumah from the bayis, so that's called that's called a choshev itzo. There's another siba of tumah get finished on, but he took out one siba of tumah. The pilpul of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes is if he took out a chatzis zayis, so he didn't take out a siba of tumah at all. But what did he do? He made it, now there's only a Zayas left over. That is the Machloikas of Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Mi meis godel, avdavki godel, ala kloyma mi beizesim oy gimel.